This episode is brought to you by SD Sober Living. If you or someone you know needs a safe and supportive recovery home, then reach out to SD Sober Living at www.sdsoberliving.org or call 619-625-0769. That's 619-625-0769. Come get some San Diego recovery and some fuck fentanyl at SD Sober Living. Welcome to the Fuck Fentanyl Podcast. I'm Luis Romero, and I am the Fuck Fentanyl guy. Today here, I got a very special guest. I got one of my models, Alexa. How are you doing?
Hi, Luis. I'm doing good. What's up, everyone?
Oh, fuck. I think that was like, that intro got me pumped. I love all of them, but that one was a good one. Alexa is one of my models, and she's also actually a musician. She plays the drums. Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, I play piano. That was my first instrument, and I'm attempting to learn violin.
Violin? Mm-hmm. I played that once when I was a kid.
So hard.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think they're trying to teach me Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And I'm just,
it was hard.
It was a process. Yeah. I wasn't very patient. Wow, so that's fucking awesome. How long have you been playing instruments?
So, yeah, piano, since I was a kid, just like for self-taught, like I moved in with my stepdad because my mom's stepdad got remarried and there was a piano. And so I kind of taught myself and then I took lessons. So I don't know, since I was a kid.
Since you were a kid.
A while. Yeah. And then I liked drums. So I took percussion high school and I was like, I know how to play piano. And so they put me on percussion because I don't know how to play the woodwinds or the brass. And then I was like, oh, I have to learn drums now, but I like drums more. And yeah.
So. Oh, it's such a perfect fit for
you.
Yeah. It really is.
Thanks.
And so did you take lessons for drums?
Yeah, I did. So eventually I took lessons and that's where I improved. And I didn't really have a drum set, just a practice pad. And then I got a drum set. It was really bad. Drum set, but like you gotta work your way up.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like later. I wasn't like a baby when I was playing drums, but I just fell in love with it. Like I was actually a bit older when I got into it, like teenager.
Oh no, sure.
Yeah. So I liked drums more, but and I love playing rock music. So
oh, fuck
that's
yeah.
what I do.
So what bands are you currently playing with right now?
So yeah, I'm currently playing with my pink-themed band, Pinktastic Plastic.
Oh, I love that one. That one looks yeah. sick. You guys look sick as fuck.
Thank you. Yeah, so singer's name is Kitten Kesara, the pink lady of Hollywood.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She's known for being very pink and bubbly, sparkly lady. She loves pink. Even her dog's pink. I know. The dog, oh Pinky, so cute. And
what kind of dog is it?
A Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah. My God, of course.
So cute. Oh, my God. And, they're in L.A., and it's fun. We get to practice, have a fun time, and play shows.
Oh,
and,
hell yeah.
And then I am currently, I'm starting a cover band with friends, with my friend Salem and a few
Ooh,
others.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, to cover corporate band to pay the bills, you
pay
know.
The bills. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. That's fucking cool,
but
though.
I much rather be playing original music and stuff, but you know, it's also a good way to practice.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you gotta learn from the best.
And
you know?
Then I'm gonna go on tour with Band Inc. Yeah, they're called Band Incorporated or Band Inc. for short.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're going on tour.
Where are you guys touring at? Like,
So the East Coast and Midwest mainly.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool, cool.
And we go up to all the way to Colorado. So it's a lot, but we don't really go to the West Coast.
No, where you're from.
I know. I wish, but it's okay.
You're playing shows at the Whiskey you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, so I play I've played at the Whiskey before with like my bands. And then I played like events there. There's a lot that goes at the whiskey. Like, there's a lot of, like, jam nights, and then there's, like, you could just open for bands there. It's really fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Hell yeah. Well, I just want to know a little bit about your backstory, because I am familiar with your story, but where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California, so San Diego, North County. So
North County, notorious county.
Yeah. So there's North County, and then South County.
Yeah.
But so I grew up in Encinitas. So
oh, right on.
Yeah, like the beach town, but I don't really go to the beach. No. Like, it's known for surfers and skaters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. So it was known for that, and my high school, like, a lot of people were into art and, like, music and surfing. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love those type of environments.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Encouraging. Like, kind of independence in a way.
Yeah, we didn't have, so in the district, that school didn't have, like, football or cheer.
Yeah.
It was more focused on arts, but there were sports, so.
Oh, okay.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. You never got into sports then?
Not really, but I actually was I did ballet, tap and jazz dancing when I was...
Really?
Yeah, all the way to high school. Like,
oh, wow.
So elementary school to high school. So I did dance for a while, so
oh, no,
it was really fun, but I liked music.
Music more.
Yeah. Oh,
right. That's your calling.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. And I know you had some struggles with, you know, alcoholism or...
Yeah, I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Like, I don't know. I felt like an outcast and stuff. And, you know, it was a way for me to, like, escape it from reality.
Of course.
And, like, I liked to drink. and then it led to a little more.
Oh, really?
But, like, nothing, like, really hard as fentanyl, luckily, because, like...
Well, it wasn't really around.
Yeah, it wasn't around when I stopped, but it's, like, newer, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the really scary part, but so it was alcohol, and then I liked smoking weed, but this was before it was, like, legal.
Oh, yeah. So... The Mexican weed?
Yeah. So, like, before it was, like, legalized, and before, like, dispensaries were, like...
Yeah, before they were popping up.
Yeah, like... You know, who knows if it was, like, laced with anything or any...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was being smuggled.
Yeah, I think it could have been laced, but, you know, we thought it was cool. We smoked weed. And then, I really liked Adderall.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but I never really got into, like, the hard stuff. Like, I never did coke.
Oh, good.
Or anything.
That's fucking good.
But, like, I know, like, I snorted Adderall a few times. Yeah, like, but mostly, like, it was just a mix of alcohol and marijuana. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, Adderall is pretty much meth.
Yeah, I know.
It's meth in a pill.
Yes.
Did you use Adderall to play music and stuff like that?
Like, at first it was just to, like, study, like, and do better. And then I was, like... But then I liked the feeling. It was, like, just to be focused. And then I really liked that. But it was also to be up all night and, like, you know, party.
Yeah.
And just also on top of it, like, study and stay focused.
Yeah.
But then I realized it was just really bad. Like, the withdrawals were so bad.
Oh,
because
dude,
when you snort it, it's, like, even worse. like, a lot of people would, like, snort these pills that, like, you're supposed to just swallow, but,
well,
like,
No, that's typically how people get, you know, and they want a little more.
Yeah, but luckily it was never anything, like, hard. Like I never got into coke,
that's
heroin,
good.
Meth.
Especially in the environment of you know, playing in shows and stuff like that. I mean, it's so they go hand in hand.
I know. And then a lot of the musicians have to get sober, and and then, like, doing coke is, like, the easy way to, like, stay up for long hours and party, and then you just crash. But I know, like, a lot of people, there's just so much risk now with all the fentanyl being in the drugs, like the cocaine. So
Nothing is safe. Even an Adderall could be laced with fentanyl, because somebody could just, you know, manufacture it, and, you know, they kind of, like, crush it in, you know, and make it into a pill, and it will be laced with fentanyl. to kind of get you hooked. You know what I mean? You go, oh, yeah, this is good Adderall. And then, bam, you're fucking dead.
Mm-hmm. So bad.
Yeah. No shit. I know. And so, okay. So, so you definitely were partying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it definitely was getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
What pushed you to get sober?
So I was like diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So
really?
Yeah.
You're so fucking chill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm medicated. So
that's good. Good.
Yeah. Like I've been medicated and I'm not doing drugs, so it helps.
Oh, that's good. No, that's good. You're treating it.
Yeah, and I worked hard to like battle the demons. So yeah, of course. That's the thing. So and then I was told like, yeah, Alexa, this is really bad to be drinking and like mixing meds and
yeah, of course.
And you
that's
know
that's very dangerous.
And then it like, you know, I was just battling my demons and just like having really dark thoughts. So then like I finally like listened to advice from like professionals and like therapists, psychiatrists, and they're like, yeah, get sober. And I like tried it and I like felt better. So I sticked with it.
Oh, wow. So just a one time attempt?
Yeah. Like I didn't know I was gonna end up sober, but like, you know, it helped just like, cause I'm like, why do I always just go from here to there? Even when I'm taking my meds, and then they're like, it's because you're doing drugs, and, you know, when you mix those meds and the drugs, it's just really harmful, so.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, and I didn't know, because, like, I was like, everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing drugs. Everyone's drinking. Why can't I do it? It's like, because you're chemically imbalanced, so I'm like, okay. I know.
Well, that's a very simple way to put it.
Yeah, and then, like, I mean, I get addicted to stuff. So, like, I it's just really hard to stop me to, like, it's just one addiction to another for me. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. So, so I'm glad I, like, stuck with it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But, like, but I feel like if I didn't get sober, I feel like I would go into, like, harder stuff.
Oh, fuck
eventually,
yeah.
Because I was young.
It's a very progressive disease, addiction and alcoholism.
Yes.
And, Jesus Christ. How old were you when you got sober?
Really young. Like, you're going to laugh. Like, 18.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's a good laugh. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know. I, like, once saw some, like, little teenagers in the program, and I'm like, wow. But, I mean, they were sent to rehab, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it helps, like.
Oh, fuck yeah. So you didn't even need to check into treatment?
I didn't check into, like, I did go to an outpatient.
Oh, so, outpatient. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's where I work at right now.
Oh, like an outpatient.
Yeah,
that's
I work
cool.
an outpatient.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a trip, actually, but it's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fucking awesome. So you got clean and sober at 18 years old.
Yeah, I did.
And you're just, you know, you saw the pattern and you saw that it was getting worse.
Yeah, I did. And I'm like, why do I feel like shit?
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to believe it was true. So, but then I finally listened. Like, because I used to just want to, for me, I used to be like, when someone tells me to just stop doing something, I'm like, nope. Like, but then like one day, like I just wanted to stop because I was just sick of dealing with really dark thoughts and just like feeling crappy all the time. Yeah. So I just stopped. So
no shit. Dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking awesome. How long have you been sober now?
So like 6.5 years. So
what?
Yeah.
6.5 years.
Well, wait, it's more. Oh, so almost 7, right? Yeah. 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 7.
Oh, really? What's your date? You know?
Yeah, it's May 11th, 2017.
Oh, that's fucking coming up.
Yeah, so it's like, it's.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, thank you. And you just turned 11.
I know,
that's
I did. I turned 11.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was it like, how old were you when you got clean?
Shit, I was technically still 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I wished I got clean when I was 18.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I was already an active heroin addict.
And
I started drinking when I was 13, and then I started doing, you know, weed.
Mm-hmm.
Adderall wasn't really around.
No.
But cocaine was, and I did cocaine and I enjoyed it. And then I was in high school and my buddies were already, you know, from the streets were already, you know, getting into the heroin scene. And then, so I for a couple of years, I didn't do it. I was like 15 when I saw this stuff going on. And then when I was 17, I had a little bit of high school senioritis and I decided to shoot up heroin. And then it just went off, man. And I just fucking, that pretty much took me to that journey until I was 22 years old and I was in jail.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how that's how it started.
Sometimes, you gotta go to jail to get clean.
That's it, dude. I mean, that's simple as that. Like, I didn't want to get clean forever, too. You know, I was in jail. You know, heroin was like my identity.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to do it for the rest of my life. And then I'm fucking looking at time. I'm getting all these people giving me shit. Like, kind of how, like, you know, what's going on with you? Like, why don't you get clean? Why don't you get clean? And I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And I finally, kind of broke down a little bit. And I finally wanted to get, I wanted something different, really.
Yeah.
And getting sober was like the only way I think it could have been happening. And yeah, that was 11 years ago when I got arrested. And
dang.
Yeah. Yeah. It was last Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw the post. I'm like, oh my God. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you're actually my first guest at 11 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Woo, there we go. So, So I'm really impressed though that you've been sober for so long, and you've been in these like different environments and stuff, you know, because you're always on the road, it seems like, or the majority of the time.
There's some partiers in those green rooms, let's just say that.
Yeah,
but that's
for sure.
I expect it, but you know, I just kind of have to distance myself, you know, just like, you know, that's just, you have to accept it. It's always going to be there, but you just got to avoid it like the plague.
Yeah, no, fuck yeah. Just like, okay, point A to point B, let them do their thing, and I'm going to still do mine.
There's always going to be bars. There's always going to be alcohol in the produce section. That's just how it is, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, you got to, like, avoid it. Just don't do it. Try your best. Like, just surround yourself with people that are like similar lifestyle like you, just like, you know, just have your own path to like a better lifestyle. So
right on. Is there like some sort of support group you would go to like when you're on the road?
I don't really go to the support groups, but like I like text like people.
That's a support right there.
Yeah, because like we're all in like a group together and like not everyone's in the program. So
Of course. No, it's fine.
But it's good to have people in your group, like in your band, like be on like the same page as you.
Because
like
a
lot of musicians like want sober band members and touring members because
They do.
Yeah, because they're also like a sober band and they just rather hire someone that's sober.
Yeah, well, you're like a little more dependable.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't want that guy all fucking hungover as fuck or kicking and going through withdrawals. You know, you want somebody that you know is gonna show up and fucking go all out. You know?
And it's just professional. Like you gotta be professional.
Not that too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And then you're full on the drum, being a drummer, and I you do like a lot of cool fucking shit too, by the way. Like when we did our photo shoot in in PB, you know, my other models, you know, came up to me and, you know, it was like after the fact, right? And he's like, So, man, that girl that you had there, like, she does, like, a lot of fucking cool-ass shit. And she's, like, so low-key. Like, like, you're so chill. But, you know, but the stuff that you do, man, like, it's so fucking rad to see, man.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, it's, like, one of the gifts of sobriety.
Yeah.
The gifts of recovery.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, fuck
like,
yeah.
Like, you gotta just, like, you know, if you want to do something, you gotta work for it. And
yeah.
Like, I really, you have to work hard and yeah. just chase your goals. And, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So, and then I like to just, like, what I was taught in, like, the program, like, be humble, you know, yeah. help others.
Yeah.
Like, help others get sober or just like be there, answer your phone or like do the yeah. other thing opposite and just like reach out for help.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you're hurting.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I know, you know, when you're like joining this cause right here, for Fuck Fentanyl, I know that you probably also have been affected by, you know, like people with addiction and people that probably have lost their lives, you know, fighting in.
It's really sad because you think, like, because you see people, like, your friends you meet in the programs, in the rooms, and then you see that they're dead.
Yeah.
Like, it happens a lot. Like, I don't know, like, every week, every month. It's so sad. Like, yeah. No, because really, you had like hope, and then one little thing set them off. And you're like, oh no, like, because it's their willpower where they have to, that it's up to them if they want to change for the better. Mm-hmm. But then one little thing will just put them to the side, and then you pick up from the wrong dealer and you're dead. It's yeah. so sad and heartbreaking. Like, nothing's safe anymore. Yeah. And yeah. that's just how it is.
Yeah.
I you know.
100% fact right there.
Yeah.
Ugh, Jesus. You know, and but, you know, people like you, I mean, I think definitely inspire hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
Thank
mean?
You.
They go, oh, man, this fucking girl is yeah. so cool and shit. Like, and yeah. she's sober. And, I'm pretty fucking positive there's a few, you know, women you yeah. know, that would want to follow your footsteps.
Yeah. And there's other women that inspire me, like the music, like. Nita Strauss, the guitarist
yeah.
for Alice Cooper. She's also sober.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She's so awesome, and she shreds. And she's, like, also very, like, open about sobriety, and she's also really into health and fitness. So it's another inspiration
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So check out Nita. If you like rock. Yeah, she's oh, fuck awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Alexa's also low-key, like, super ripped.
I don't know. I love health and fitness, and I love just because I feel better. Yeah. I don't want to eat junk food all day, and yeah. I just rather like have a good lifestyle yeah. and eat clean. I'm also a vegetarian.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so that's another thing to my lifestyle, being vegetarian
yeah.
since, yeah, for like a while. Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, was it because was it just to gain like health benefits, or was it more
both
for the animals?
Yeah, I love animals so much.
I know.
Like, you're human. You're supposed to be eating meat and be carnivore, but I'm just like
fucking humans,
man. I just love like I know like our cats and dogs will eat fish and like chicken.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. I love animals too much.
I know.
It's like, I whenever I see one, like, I'm like, oh, this chicken's so cute.
He could be my friend. Like,
I know.
Why do I want to eat him?
I know.
Damn, that's fucking awesome. I mean, wow. And how long do you maintain the vegetarian diet?
Like, 8 years, but it started.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I started like not eating red meat at first, and then it was just
like weaned yourself off.
Yeah, and then pescatarian, then vegetarian. So
wow. Mm-hmm. So you kind of transitioned.
Yes. Yeah, but like, I get it. Like, I won't ever shame someone for like, you know, needing to eat meat. I'm like, yeah, some people they need to for their diet, but
yeah, sure.
You know, But just don't shame me. So just don't shame me.
Yeah, don't shame her. You
Just don't shame me. It's my choice.
I fucking respect it.
Thank you.
And, oh my God, there was another thing I wanted to say, and I just totally fucking drew a blank.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's fucking awesome, though, man. I love your work ethic.
And, oh, thank you.
And, like, being a fucking drummer, dude, is so fucking hard. Like, that's like...
Yeah, it is hard.
It's like, well, you know, it's like... I think it's the most grueling instrument to do, you know?
It is, because it's easy to tell if you mess up. Because, like, really? Yeah. Because you're the metronome of the band. Like, you're the timekeeper. No, yeah. You keep the pulse. Yeah. And even playing, like, really simple stuff, like... You're in charge, like, mm-hmm. you, like, have cues and stuff, yeah. And oh my God, there's so much pressure on the drummers, and then we're all the way in the back.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about, like, you know, drummers really are so underlooked, man, like, you know, everyone concentrates on the guitarist and the fucking singers, man.
Yeah.
But the fucking drummers, dude, mm-hmm. hold it down.
And I love seeing like bands play, and whenever I can't see the drummer, I get upset because I love, like, that's what I won't listen. I pay attention to the drums.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. I love that. I actually went to a show in the House of Blues. My buddy, he was like, man, he was blowing me up about it. And it was Marky Ramone.
Oh, the Ramones.
The Ramones, yeah.
The kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one that's fucking alive. He played at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. And at first, I wasn't really like, I was like, oh, whatever. I love the Ramones, but, you know, all the OGs died. And,
yeah.
And so he was playing, and it's just him and then these other guys that are just covering, you know, the Ramones.
Yeah.
But it was so fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. It's still cool to
it
see.
It was fucking awesome.
At least see, like, the kid, just, like, yeah. The one, like, if they're related, just carry the legacy.
Keep carrying the legacy. That's how I felt. Like, I'm like, this fucking dude's carrying the legacy, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. He only spoke for, like, 20 seconds, but I didn't give a shit.
It's
like,
fine.
It's all he had to say. And then he fucking held it down in the back down there.
Yes.
And it's fucking awesome.
Yes, it's all about the music.
It's all about the music, man. And fuck, man, I really, God, I just, like, again, so much fucking respect for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
I did have one question, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspired you to do those videos where you're drumming to other artists?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it just, like, started, like, it was before COVID was a thing. So, like, I was inspired by these other girls. And
oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of girls, like female drummers. And I'm like, oh, like, what if I get, like, what if I just do covers? Like, it was, like, something for fun, you know, on the side. And while I was just still in school. And then I was just, like, posting. And then, like, over the time, I improved my video setups. And then...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and then people were hitting me up to, like, are you there? This was a way for people to see that, like, I play drums and they can hire me.
Okay.
Like, hit me up to be in bands.
Oh, like a kind of promoting yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a way to, like, just have your portfolio out there.
Yeah.
And then a few of my videos blew up all the, like a few years.
I see the few.
I know
of them,
some
man.
Of them, like, blew up. And then I was like, whoa. Cause, like, I didn't do social media for music before. It was
really?
Like, I've had my Instagram for a long time, but oh my God. So, like, when I dedicated it to music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, 6 years ago or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, 5, 6 years. It was like 4 years.
The Instagram years, Alexa Drums.
Yeah,
right?
Alexa.drums. But yeah, so then a few videos, like, a few years ago, like, they just went viral, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, what made this go viral? Like, yeah, it was funny. And then some people have come up to me, like, I always seen your videos, love them, like, in person. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Do you get recognized?
Sometimes. On the streets? Yeah, but not a lot. Like, but it depends. Like, it's more rare, like, when you're just, like, out public, but, like, at the NAMM show, yeah, like, people, that's, like, a niche community of musicians. There was a lot of people that just like know like each other. They'll just know you from, or if you're like in LA in the music like venue or whatever, at an event, they'll just know you.
I
know, it's cool. But like, yeah, there's some people going up like at NAMM, like a lot of the YouTubers were there, and like we were just like, hi.
Wow, what a trip.
Yeah.
And wow, that's fucking awesome. And you also do you tour like out of the country?
I wish, like one day, hopefully.
One day?
I want to. Wow. Like, I hope so, because I always wanted to go to Europe.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
My homeboys they have a band right here in Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. The Take Offense, and these guys like fucking I remember when they first they went to their first Europe tour, I was like strung out as fuck. I was doing really bad. Mm-hmm. But like they would show me all these like photos and shit. It just it looks so fucking fun.
It looks so fun, and they love rock more there.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They're like somebody's over there. They're like that's what they were telling me. Like, you know, like they're so passionate about the scene, and they just like they'll pack a room, they'll go fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like here it's not like rock is kind of dead here, unfortunately. Like it's more like EDM and like pop music rap. Yeah, but rock kind of died out. Yeah. Unfortunately.
But, no, it's kind of true. It's to some degrees. Like you gotta be established as fuck to really get that same vibe.
Oh, for sure. Like, but in Europe it's all about they love rock and just like live instruments and stuff.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's like you come in there, you're a rock star.
And I've heard, and that's like Europe loves that, and South America loves rock music.
Oh, yeah.
They love rock music.
Oh, yeah. You could probably be like some like fucking mediocre or like not mediocre, but like, you know, barely recognized band here. And then you go down there and they like treat you like you're a fucking rock star.
Royalty. Yeah.
You're like the Rolling Stones to them and shit like that.
It's just like, it's cool. It's awesome because they really, there's like not many bands that go there because it's expensive.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you have
that's
to
true.
Hire like a team and stuff or security.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when like a band like that's big or something, like everyone just stops what they're doing. They just want to like go see that band. It's like there's nothing, it's not like there's shows every night like in LA.
But
it's just like when, like for example, like Metallica goes to South America.
Oh yeah,
everyone goes.
The fucking town goes, dude.
Like everything. They'll camp out for like a week, I swear.
Everyone and their grandma will go to the motherfucking
like
Metallica
here,
show.
Yeah, like when I was at Metallica, like it wasn't even sold out. Like I mean,
really?
Yeah, like it was at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, in LA.
Yeah, and I got tickets the day of, and it
really
on the floor. Yeah. Floor tickets.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I did.
That must have been fucking sick.
It was, it was awesome because it was floor ticket, like mosh pit tickets. Snake pit.
Yeah.
So it was like a really good deal because the scalpers get desperate and they just sell them for so low. And I just won. And then I won. I'm like, well, let's go to Metallica. It was awesome.
You know, real quick, I just like, because I remember the drum, the beat that you played was Sum 41.
Yes.
Yeah, Fat Lip.
Yeah.
And they're on their last tour. They're about to be, you know, I know it's fucking sucks, dude. They're about almost done. And I got to see them when they toured with Offspring.
Yeah.
And I bought the lawn tickets, which I call it the ghetto pit, you know, because.
I know.
Up there. And I love it, though. I mean, it's cool. I hang out with the homies and shit. But like, I was just standing around and shit, and like they literally like some random representative is like did you come with anybody? And I was like sketched out. I'm like, no, I don't know nobody here. And they're like, would you like to go upgrade down to the pit? And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I got to go down there and go all up close and shit. It was so awesome.
I've done that. Like that venue does that.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they charge so much for the floor tickets. Yeah, and when they see it's empty, they will just want you to upgrade.
They just, yeah, they just want a presence there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I appreciated it because that was fun as fuck. I never got so like active in a big concert like that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'll just like chill and shit. But that one, I was like, yeah. It worked. They got the ghetto guy in there.
Oh my god.
But fuck yeah, and I really fucking appreciate you coming down here. And
thank you. And it's an honor.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Like I said, like I love what you do. I love your hustle and like your videos and stuff that you post on Instagram and TikTok are so fucking fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
And knowing that you're fucking sober, been sober for 6 fucking years, or almost 7.
Yeah, almost 7.
And
yeah,
no fronts, but still, that's fucking rad, man.
Thank you.
Fucking rad. I love everything you do, and I'm so honored that you rep my brand. I really am.
Yeah, I love the message.
Thank
because
you.
Fuck Vendel.
Fuck yeah.
And I love the design. It's all punk.
Shout out to Spider-Man, my first artist.
His name is
Spider-Man, like the superhero.
Yeah, but he just goes by Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's his name that he wants everyone to know him as.
Okay.
I know his real name, but it's just
Spider-Man.
I carry the traditions of amenity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But fuck yeah, I really fucking appreciate you coming on here and fucking taking your time, man.
Oh, thank you. And it's a pleasure. Like, thanks so much for asking me. Of course. Like, fuck fentanyl.
Thank you. I let's end it like that. Fuck fentanyl.
Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Luis.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah.